The aim is that opening the shelter year-round would help address Juneau's current lack of shelter space and housing units, and would reduce the number of unhoused people camping outside in the summer. Multiple people, including social service providers and business owners, testified in support of the ordinance.
We know we can't fix every situation, but offering a year-round place for people to go is practical, common-sense step that reduces crisis and stabilizes our community.
That's Molly Carr, the deputy director of St. Vincent de Paul in Juneau. The nonprofit contracts with the city to operate the shelter located inside a city-owned warehouse in Thane, about a mile from downtown. The shelter is considered Juneau's lowest barrier option for people without housing to survive the winter. The shelter is open from 9 p.m. to 6:45 a.m. daily. It accepts anyone to stay as long as they aren't disruptive to other people resting there. In prior years, the shelter typically closed in mid-April, but that left many people who use it with few options for where to sleep during the summer months. So many people opted to camp outside. Last summer, though, Juneau saw a surge of encampments grow near the Glory Hall shelter in the Mendenhall Valley, leading to health and safety concerns. Part of that increase was due to the closure of the city-run campground near downtown 3 years ago, which previously allowed unhoused people to set up camp there throughout the summer. City Manager Katie Kester says expanding the shelter's operation is only one piece of the puzzle. She says the city plans to pair it with implementing stricter enforcement to prevent large-scale encampments, like what occurred last summer near the Glory Hall. She says the more complaints about encampments that the city gets, the more quickly and aggressively the city will likely respond with enforcement.
We also would look at the public impact, not just who's complaining, but what that impact is to public health. And we would prioritize enforcement when those two things are high.
Logan Hankins works at the Glory Hall shelter. During testimony, he said the situation last summer was both chaotic and unsafe for campers and people who worked in the area.
We all deserve a safe place to live and work. The warming shelter extension is not perfect, but it is the only doable thing we came up with. Not allowing dozens of tents on Teal Street is not a violation of people's rights. It is bringing order and safety to people's lives. It is doing what a city is supposed to do.
City officials say the year-round operation would give an alternative to camping and theoretically reduce the number of encampments around town. But as Aaron Surma, the executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, pointed out in his testimony, not everyone will want to go there.
People are still going to be camping. The warming shelter isn't for everyone. There's people who have been camping all winter during a fairly difficult winter. I don't know if anyone noticed that or not. So I think there's still going to need to be some consideration of where those folks are going to go.
City Manager Katie Kester said the city will not seek to remove every camper. She says the city will generally allow people to camp as long as their presence does not lead to a high number of complaints or impact public safety. The ordinance approved allocates about $208,000 to extend the shelter through June 30th, which is the end of the fiscal year. The annual cost for the year-round shelter is expected to be $1.1 million. That money will be pulled from the city's general fund and included in next fiscal year's budget starting in July. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.